Female Members of Congress Don White at State of the Union Address. By Kyle Morris on February 5, 2019. In an attempt to tribute the women's suffrage movement, dozens of Democratic women in Congress were encouraged to wear white to President Trump's State of the Union Address this year. Representative Lois Frankel, DFL, the chairwoman of the House Democratic Women's Working Group, initiated the political fashion statement by inviting members from both sides of the aisle to don white for the address. "We'll honor all those who came before us and send a message of solidarity that we're not going back on our hard-earned rights," Frankel shared in a tweet. "We wear white to unite against any attempts by the Trump administration to roll back the incredible progress women have made in the last century. And we will continue to support the advancement of all women," Frankel told USA Today in 2017. "We will not go back." Hillary Clinton also weighed in on the decision hours before the State of the Union address. "What a wonderful sight this is," Clinton said in a tweet. Congresswoman Deb Haaland, DNM, highlighted the congresswomen wearing white by in a tweet shared to her Twitter account and said the women would be wearing suffragette white and continuing the fight for equality at the State of the Union address. A few notable members that chose to wear white for Tuesday night's speech include Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL. "This is not the first time female members of Congress have worn white for the high-profile speech. Last year, several female members wore the same color to Trump's address before a joint session of Congress in 2017. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.